To him I begin. I will ever love and trust him. In his presence he quench the spirit. Amen. And that young man sang very beautifully. Amen. And I tried to give God a chance to come in with us. But giving honor to God who is ahead of my life and to these deacons who have allowed me to come before you this morning. To my fellow pulpiteers in the gospel according to what God has said and called you to do. To this choir who have sang wonderfully in virtue of the Facebook and all those who look in on us on the television, I wish you Godspeed. Do y'all mind me doing this morning? I want to give a little praise and honor to the Reverend Dr. Boozer. Amen. They had a great day for her yesterday. So do you all mind just standing and give her a round of applause for a great achievement that she has done? See, what she's done is not easy. Ain't easy to go through what she's gone through. Of course, she got her just reward, but we can do the same here. God bless you all. I don't want to spend much time this morning because I don't know if I can get a second gear or not. But I want to do what I can a little bit this morning. Y'all pray with me. I'm going to try to come from the gospel according to St. Luke, the 5th chapter, 18 through the 20th verses. And I don't know if you all have a Bible or if you can look at the screen or not. But if you read along with me and help me with this morning, I appreciate it very much. Some men carrying a paralytic on a mat and tried to take him into the house to lay him before Jesus. When they could not find a way to do this because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and lowered him on his mat through the tiles into the middle of the crowd, right in front of Jesus. When Jesus saw their faith, he said, "Friends, your sins are forgiven." I want to use that as my subject to pray, to preach from, with a title, "Faith Requires Constant." Mine is long. I never had one this long before, but my studying this word and my application required me to have this long title. Faith requires constant attention and work. I'm not a sit-down servant. I am a hear my server. You may have your seat in the household of God. I don't quite agree with that person who said, "Sit down, servant, sit down." The rest of the, I don't agree with that. According to my work that I have done, which I'm not giving myself any praise, any humanly praise, that's God's business to give me all of the praise and honor that I'm going to get. But I want to talk about three men. In the scripture above that, there is a man full of leprosy. Y'all know what leprosy is? That means that the disease is all over his body, you know. You know, parts of his body fall off, you know. And there is a man called Blind Bartimaeus. Y'all ever heard of him? And of course, this paralytic. Now, the two men that I spoke of spoke verbally. Bartimaeus couldn't be quiet. They tried to quiet him down. He says, "Jesus, our son of David, have mercy upon me." They told him to be quiet. He said, he got louder. You know, I believe this, my brothers and sisters, that sometimes we got to pray loud. I know we pray silent sometimes. God can hear us. Yes, he ain't deaf. Because he wasn't deaf this morning when I called him, and I didn't think I was going to make it, but he gave me the strength I needed. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Amen. Y'all, and some of y'all ain't reached that yet, but Sister O'Hara said, y'all keep on living. Amen. That's all you have to do, just keep on living. And you'll come to that point of time. Now, the paralytic never said a word. I don't even know his name. I tried to find his name, Reverend Allen. I couldn't find his name. I don't guess it makes any difference. But he said nothing. Now, this dude got four men, one on each corner, to try to get him in there where Jesus is. He ain't saying nothing. Matter of fact, the four men ain't said a word. Now, if some of my people, you said, get facetious. Now, they want to come in through the front door. I ain't heard nobody say, they say, "Can we come in and see?" I ain't heard that at all. Now, by virtue of the crowd, now they couldn't get nowhere near you. Am I making this clear? And so they wanted to come in and break up the man's roof, tear the man's roof, and still ain't said a word. And let the man down before Jesus. All right? Now, Jesus said this. understood the heart. Good God Almighty, I know he understands your heart. Of the paralytic, although he never said a word. But he said, your sins are forgiven. And he called him a friend. Your sins are forgiven. Of course, those around him thought he was blaspheming. And they tried to take him to the letter of the law. And Jesus knew what they were thinking. He knew what we were thinking this morning. Bartimaeus was blind. And so he cried out to Jesus. Yes, sir. The man was full of leprosy. Yeah. He saw Jesus, what he did, he fell on his face. And he said, if you are willing, if you are willing, you can make me clean. I looked up the word willing. Y'all know what willing is? We had a lady called a willing worker here. But willing is when you can do something you want to do. I like to ask a whole lot of folk, are you willing to come to church? Amen. Y'all don't get mad at me now. Because I'm crippled, blind, but I'm full of the Holy Ghost. If I can break that door down getting in here, what all them folk on Facebook, they could come sometimes. Faith requires constant attention and work. I'm not a sit-down servant. Yeah. I'm a hear my servant. My brothers and my sisters, yes, faith is an aspect of conversion. It means that if you converted, you got some faith. Can I preach this thing? Yeah. But if you're not converted, you don't even have the faith size of the mercy seat. Yeah. In which the soul responds to the truth of the gospel concerning us as sinners. Amen. We all sinners saved by the grace of God. Yes, yes. I cannot brag on anything. It's through the grace of God that I get what I get. Through mercy and strength and grace and healing. Yes, I need healing right now. I don't know about y'all. Amen. Y'all gonna help me pray? Now, it might be included in faith, since faith is a substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Yes. Can I get a witness? Amen. Last time I checked, in some places, In the New Testament, we'll find faith alone stated as the condition of salvation. Amen? Amen. Jesus healed a lot of persons. And he said, your faith has made you whole. Am I right about it? In others, we find repentance alone. Y'all might as well talk back to me, because in still others we will find faith in Christian faith. How it might be defined as trust in Jesus as Savior and surrender to him. We sing that song, I surrender all. As Lord, can I get a witness tonight? Today. You have to turn a complete 90 degrees around. I'm not judging. We talk about judgment in the Sunday school. I'm not judging, but in order to make the conversion, you got to turned completely around. In other words, Brother Johnny, when I was out there with them caddies and stinking Lincolns and strange change in my pocket, pimping and pumping and all that stuff, you know, I was going in a different way. I was in a different body. But you all see the evidence of it now. I'm still here, still trying to make heaven my home. I ain't going to try to preach all on this, y'all, but I'm going to tell you a few things. My brothers and my sisters, there are assemblies in our churches today where the gospel is preached who do not sit down under the word, but sit by the word. I'm going to say that again. There are assemblies in our churches today where the gospel is preached who do not sit under the word, but sit by the word. Yes, sir. Amen, somebody. Amen. And I have carefully checked again. It is to them as a tale that is told, not as a message that is sent to them from God. As always, the Lord gave me this message to bring to you concerning your faith in him. Amen?
Amen.
Blessing and trust with confidence in his saving faith. Amen? In the gospel according to St. John, the 3rd chapter, 14 to the 16th verse, just as Moses lifted up the snake, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
My brothers and my sisters, this message is about the power of the Lord to forgive. He is forgiving us for all that we have done. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
Dr. Luke recorded in the gospel, 6th chapter, 19 through 20, the account of the paralytic man in Capernaum. Amen. Who was healed. Amen. Y'all going to pray with me now?
Yes,
church, this man is like many of us. He has a problem, but he can't help himself. He's by himself and for himself. He just got the can't help it. Y'all ever had the can't help it? Y'all might as well tell the truth this morning and turn it over to the Lord and he'll work it out. Can I get a witness? The songwriter says, has to say just to help you, give you comfort and keep you, he is willing to aid you, he will carry you through. He'll carry you through the storm, through the rain, heart aches and pain. Am I right about it? Somebody say amen. My brothers, as I have discovered in my search for every detail concerning this man who does not have a name, who can't move himself to get to Jesus. Not only that, the gospel does not record him saying not a word, since it is not said whether he could speak or talk. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
The only thing I found, my brothers and my sisters, is observe the and analyze the duties taught and recommended to us by his history. Being paralyzed needed somebody to help him. Have you ever needed somebody to help you? Have you ever needed somebody's help? Tell the truth now. You have not always been successful in your life. Amen? Many disappointments have come your way, and you didn't know who to turn to. The only change you had was loose change. You haven't always had that caddy wagon and that big fine home, and I ain't got no problem with that either. But I'm talking about what you didn't have, what God gave you. And you can't come and say, thank you, Jesus. Call on his name like the Bartimaeus did. Call on him. Tell him, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You brought us through the mighty, mighty long way. Through the storm, through the rain, heartaches and pain. Good God Almighty. By God's word, the power of the Lord was there to heal the sick. My God is a healer and a soul survivor. Amen. Somebody ought to give him some praise this morning. Tell your neighbor, if we don't praise him, the rock's going to cry out. I don't want no rock crying out for me. I sure don't. I got to close this message. Before I do, I want to tell somebody, this man that was healed is said to be full of leprosy, and that scripture above that, in the song, in the scripture above, 12 through 15, he had that distemper in a high degree, which represents over natural pollution by sin. We are all full of leprosy from the crown of our heads to the sole of our feet. Yes, sir. From the floor up to the head up. There's no soundness of us. I stopped by to tell you, if there's any sinner dipped down deep in violence, would say, I know the Lord can clean me up. Will he apply his own precious blood for my cleansing and my healing? Yes, he will. Yes, he will. I know he will. If you don't doubt him, but seek after his cleansing power, no matter what your problems are, he'll save your soul. Bible says some men came carrying a paralytic on a mat. These men could have been friends, four men, one on each corner. They could have been born again Christians carrying him. He was not like the leper who cried out, Lord, if you're willing, make me clean. He never said a word. They couldn't get him in the front door. So they went up on the rooftop and let him down before Jesus. Amen, somebody. A whole lot of us need to be let down before Jesus. Am I right about it? To be lifted up, the Savior. Church, when the Lord saw that faith, he said, friend, your sins are forgiven. Now, don't stumble over the fact we don't know who Jesus was talking to. He was speaking to the closed mouth or a paralytic, but he read his heart. Jesus is a heart fixer, a mind regulator. Am I right about it? I'm coming to the close this morning. Had it been me, I'd have been shouting all over the place, saying, thank you, Jesus. Can you say it this morning? Say it again. Say it again. Church, when we try to do good, evil is always present. Amen. The Pharisees and the teachers of the law begging himself, who is this fellow who speaketh blasphemy? Who can forgive sin? No one but God alone. Church, they are so judgmental. They didn't even know who Jesus was. Jesus knew their hearts and what they were thinking and why they were thinking it. Jesus had the power to forgive sins. As I close, it was four good men full of faith brought this man to the presence of the Almighty God so he could hear him say, man, thy sins are forgiven thee. Yes, sir. Church, a whole lot of folks are not going to receive the message of salvation unless you lift a corner of the stretcher, yes, and carry them to the place where they can hear the word of the Lord. Amen. I'm not a sit-down servant, but I'm a hearer and my servant. Yes, sir. I want to preach about the four corners of faith, and I'm through. The first corner of faith is when we lift up a dependent on the veracity of another. Amen? Amen? That's been true in the correctness of what you say and how you say it. Yes. Can you say amen? Amen? Having a steadfast belief or trust in a person, thing, or doctrine, or statement. Amen? Amen? The second corner of faith is lifted up in faith to keep faith. When we keep a promise made to one another, can I get a witness? Amen. Habakkuk 2 and 4 see, but the righteous will live by his faith. Amen? Amen. The third corner of faith we lift up is saving faith, is acceptance awe, the intellect, and the accuracy of the scripture, narrative, and teaching in James 2, 14 through 17, paraphrase. It's no good for a brother to claim, I got a whole lot of faith, having nothing to back it up. Do you think that kind of faith can save him? Same if your brother or sister says, have no clothing, I'm coming to clothes, or food, and you say, I wish you well, keep warm and eat well, and does nothing to help him out. Yes, if not kept by action, that's dead faith, amen?
Amen.
Last corner of faith lifted up is faith. We'll find in Hebrews 11, 4, by faith Abel offered God a better sacrifice than Cain. And by his faith, he was commended as a righteous man. When God spoke well of his offerings, amen?
Yeah.
And we will find by faith, he still speaks even though he is dead, amen?
Yeah.
By faith, Enoch was taken up from this life.
Yeah.
He didn't experience death, amen? He could not be found because God had taken him away, amen?
Yeah.
But before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God, amen? Are you pleasing God this morning? If you are, clap your hand. Give God some praise. By Noah, when Noah was warned about the things not yet seen in Holy Field, build an ark to save his family. Amen? And by his faith, he commended the world and became heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. Glory to God. By faith, Abraham, when he called to go to a place, he didn't know where he was going, but he obeyed God, even though he didn't know where he was going. Amen?
Amen.
By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regards to their future. By faith, Noah, Moses, and the children passed through the Red Sea.
Yes, sir.
By dry land, and when the Egyptians tried to do the same, they were drowned. Amen? Last but certainly not least, the Holy Ghost, corner of faith, lifted up Jesus. In John 12, 32, Jesus said, "Yet because of you, nevertheless, I must go without any hesitation. I'm on my way. When I'm lifted up from the earth, withdraw all men to myself, raised up, moved up, pulled up, stretched up, caught up, lifted up, led up, rose up, praise up, glory to God on high." When he was lifted up, he lifted me up. In love and kindness, Jesus came, my soul in mercy, to reclaim, and from the depths of sinking sand, and shame, through grace, he lifted me. He lifted me with tender hands. He lifted me from shades of night to plains of light. Oh, praise his name, he lifted me. Now on a higher plane, I do what fine. And with my soul, I know 'tis well. Yet I, how long I cannot tell, he should have lifted me. From sinking sand, he lifted me. With tender hands, he lifted me. Shades of light and plains of life, oh, praise his name, he lifted me. Tell us a story, and then I'll take my seat. There was a woman fixing dinner for Jesus. After she prayed, the meal, she fixed a meal and sat in a comfortable chair. She sat there waiting for Jesus to come to dinner. Knock on the door. She went to the door. There was an old woman there. "Go away. I'm waiting for Jesus. I had to put this in there." Yesterday, there was an old lady coming from our house. "I know my wife got a kind heart. Her clothing was all tattered, had a band around her head, had a phone that wouldn't work, was locked up. She stood there a while. I could tell something was wrong. In church, where do you get in this situation? I didn't know what to do with this woman. I didn't know what to say. My wife was sitting there, and I thank God for her. After a while, she turned her head and said, "Miss, can you call my friend?" I said, "Uh-oh, here it comes." So my wife said, "Yeah, give me the number." I said, "Look like a cliche to me. I missed it, y'all. Oh, yeah, I missed it. I can't tell you how many times I helped folks out. But I thought that was a game plan. That's what I thought. Good God Almighty." My wife called this man, called this person. The lady broke out in crying. What had happened was she lost her son. I didn't know this. Son lying in state at the funeral home. Daughter told her to get out. Don't start no messing here. This old lady, y'all. My wife called this man. He came and picked her up. And here's what got me, knocked me back down on the floor. She said, "The Lord sent me by here." Be careful. Be careful. How you entertaining, angel? Unaware. You don't know. You don't know. All my preaching years, my experiences, I had to depend on God. But God was in this lady. Like the end of the story, there's two more there. Nobody ever came. And when the lady called, Jesus said, "I thought she was coming to dinner." He said, "I came." You remember that old lady? That was me. You turned away. You remember that little boy that came by? Looking dirty and nasty. You sent him away. He said, "I'm waiting for Jesus. I cooked meal for him." The last, that old man came by. Jesus said, "That was me." I wish I had a witness this morning. God is able. Yes, he is. He's able. He's able. Yes, he is. Every now and then, every now and then, Lord, when I need a friend, he come by, he comfort me. By God's word, he'll set you free. Oh, he can save you from your sin. He knows how and he knows when. Doesn't come often, oh, but he comes by every now and then, every now and then. Lord, when I really need a friend, he'll come by, he'll strengthen me. From God's word, he'll set you free. Oh, he will save you from your sin. Oh, he knows how and he knows when. Doesn't come often, nobody come by every now and then. I hope this message has helped somebody. Lord, thank you for what you've done, what you can do. Thank you for this worship service. And I thank you, Jesus. I asked you to be here and you were here. Thank you for your saving power. I just want to know if anybody in the house this morning don't know Jesus from the free and pardon of sin. Two or three ways you can come. By letter, by baptism, or you can come just as you are, without any doubt or fear. Depend on the Lord to change your body, and your mind, your soul, and your thoughts. If you can come, come right now. Don't delay, not a moment. He knows how, and he knows when. Doesn't come often, but now he comes. Every now and then. He's here this morning to receive you. Well, I can't do it for you. But I know a man that can save anybody. I'm a nobody to know somebody that can save anybody. So you can come right now. I'll give you a few more moments and then we'll prepare for the Lord's Supper.